POEVS Mineral Oil, Refrigerant Oils Explained. Why the oil in a refrigeration system matters. The difference between mineral oil and POE polyolefin, which refrigerants use which, and why POE's moisture-grabbing nature changes how you service the system. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Every compressor needs oil to lubricate its moving parts, and some of that oil inevitably travels around the system with a refrigerant. So the oil has to do two jobs: lubricate the compressor and circulate back to it from the rest of the system. The oil has to be compatible with a refrigerant or it won't return properly, the compressor starves, and it fails. The two main oils you'll deal with: mineral oil, the old standard, used with R22 and other CFCs/HCFCs, and POE, polyolefin, a synthetic oil used with R410A and the newer HFC and A2L refrigerants. Knowing which goes where, and how POE behaves differently, keeps you out of trouble. How it works: refrigerant and oil have to mix and move together well enough for the oil to make the round trip back to the compressor. Mineral oil works with R22 because they're compatible, but mineral oil doesn't circulate properly with R410A. It won't return reliably, oil logs in the coils, and the compressor runs short on lubrication. POE was developed to be miscible with these refrigerants, so the oil comes home. The catch with POE is that it's hygroscopic. It actively pulls water vapor out of the air, and fast. Mineral oil picks up moisture too, but POE is far more aggressive about it. Moisture in a refrigeration system is bad news. It reacts to form acids, can freeze at the metering device, and degrades the oil. So POE's thirst for water changes your service habits. In the field, match the oil to the system. R22 to mineral oil, R410A and most newer HFC/A2L systems to POE. Use what the compressor data tag/manufacturer specifies. Some systems use PVE or other synthetics, go by the tag. Keep POE systems closed. Because POE grabs moisture, minimize how long the system sits open during a repair. Cap lines, work efficiently, and don't leave an open POE system overnight. Pull a deep vacuum about 500 microns with a decay test on POE systems to remove moisture before charging. This matters more with POE than it ever did with mineral oil. Replace the liquid line dryer any time you open the system, especially on POE. A fresh dryer helps capture residual moisture. Don't mix oils unless the manufacturer's procedure calls for it. Mixing mineral oil into a POE system or vice versa can cause oil return and compatibility problems. Normal values and targets. Mineral oil, R22 and older CFC/HCFC systems. POE polyolefin, R410A, R407C, R134A often, and A2L refrigerants like R454B/R32. Go by the compressor tag. PVD polyvinyl ether, used in some systems, notably certain mini splits. Even more about moisture handling. Follow the manufacturer. Evacuation target on POE systems, about 500 microns, with a vacuum that holds on the decay test. Open time discipline on POE, minimize. Think minutes, not hours of exposure to atmosphere where practical. Common faults and what they mean. Compressor failure from poor lubrication after a refrigerant change. Wrong oil for the refrigerant, most often mineral oil left in a system converted to R410A. The oil didn't return. Acid in the system/burned out compressor. Moisture got in often a POE system left open too long or poorly evacuated and formed acid. Requires proper cleanup, acid test, and dryer change. Metering device freeze up/intermittent restriction. Moisture in the system freezing at the metering device. Evacuate properly and change the dryer. Oil logging in the evaporator. Low capacity. Oil not returning. Could be wrong oil, low velocity, or a refrigerant/oil mismatch. Tech tips and gotchas. POE is a moisture sponge. Respect it. This is the single biggest practical difference. The habits you got away with on mineral oil R22 systems leaving things open. Sloppy evacuation will bite you on POE. Short open times, deep vacuum, fresh dryers. Don't top off oil casually. Adding the wrong oil, or too much oil, causes its own problems. Oil logging, reduced heat transfer. Add only the specified oil, only the specified amount, only when needed. Acid test after a burnout. If a compressor burned out, the oil and system can be acidic. Test. Clean up properly suction line dryer, multiple dryer changes per the cleanup procedure, and use the correct oil on the replacement. A used POE container that's been open is suspect. It may have already absorbed moisture. Use fresh oil from a sealed container. Check the tag. Don't assume. Not every newer system is POE with X, Minisplits in particular may spec PVE, the compressor/manufacturer documentation is the authority. Safety/code notes. Proper evacuation and moisture control are just best practice. Moisture-driven acid formation destroys compressors. Recover per EPA 608. Handle and dispose of used oil per local regulations. Used refrigerant oil can contain refrigerant and contaminants.